Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to this final installment in our series on angels in the spirit world. And this study begins in Colossians 2:18 and is titled Angel Worship. You'll find the conclusion of this two-part study at BBFOhio.com, along with many other free Bible studies in audio and video format, along with numerous other free resources, as well as our contact and donation information. That web address again is bbfohio.com. And now we begin with this current events update, and then our study, beginning in Colossians chapter 2, verse 18, titled Angel Worship. This is part 1 of 2.
The current events update. Number 1. Evangelicalism is plagued with false professors and fakes. So I tell everybody, don't just go buying books by anybody. Don't just listen to anybody that says, I believe the Bible. Satan quoted the Bible. If you don't believe me, go to Matthew 4, Luke 4. This is in the news today. Actually, it was a few days ago, but I just got the headline today. But Christian authors Jen Hatmaker and Mary Catherine Backstrom say they back Roe v. Wade. And you ever heard of those two? I've seen their books in the Christian bookstores, but one of them took, Lifeway took the one lady's books out. But two prominent female authors of Christian books have voiced their support for Roe v. Wade in light of the leaked Supreme Court opinion that suggests a majority of justices are in favor of overturning the landmark decision. Jen Hatmaker, she should go back to making hats, Mary Catherine Backstrom, each expressed support for Roe and legalized abortion on their respective Facebook pages this week, sparking a mixture of approval and pushback from followers. This is Jen Hatmaker. She doesn't wear hats a lot, from what I've seen. She wrote, just to give you an idea of some of the books, if you see them out there, Fierce, Free, and Full of Fire, The Guide to Being Glorious You. Yeah, you're going to find a theme. All these Laodiceans is that it's all about you. It's all about you. Simple and Free. 7 Experiments Against Excess, whatever that means. For the Love, Fighting for Grace in a World of Impossible Standards. All these guys preach, and I've heard some guys I like, but they'll use this thing called unconditional love. Unconditional love. I'm sorry, but you won't find that in the Bible. God died for the sins of the whole world. That means anybody can be saved. Amen. But if you want God's love, there's conditions. And anybody says otherwise is lying to you. Starts with repentance and faith. And even as a child of God, if you want to experience God's love in your life, there are conditions. God doesn't stop loving you as a matter of fact, but His love is not going to be experienced. There are conditions. And I don't know. I just hear these guys pushing this unconditional grace and unconditional love and all this stuff, and it's all psychobabble. She wrote another book called 7 Days of Christmas and another one called Of Mess and Moxie, Wrangling Delight Out of This Wild and Glorious Life. I'm sorry. It's just to make merchandise of people. It's just a bunch of mushy claptrap for people with mush for brains. That's what it is. I'm sorry, if you read that stuff and you enjoy that, you got mush for brains. You need to pray for God to give you, you know, a brain infusion so that you will desire truth. And listen, you want... I mean, there are plenty of good books out there. Read Dwight Moody if you want to read about the love of God. But he don't mush it up, and he don't turn it into psychobabble. Mary Catherine Backstrom, she wrote Mom Babble, which is probably true. The Messy Truth About Motherhood. Probably some good stuff in that book. I don't know. But I wouldn't read it. She thinks it's okay to murder babies. I don't want to read that. She's not a good mother.
No.
I don't care who. I don't care how much she loves her own kids. She ain't a good mother. Supporting the murder of unborn children. How do we know? How many she aborted? Yeah. Do you ever notice that everybody that's pro-choice is born? You know, they're thankful that their mother wasn't pro-choice or pro-abortion. She also wrote this thing called Holy Hot Mess, which should be her autobiography. Unholy Hot Mess. I'm sorry, I don't have any. These women are making money, making merchandise of Christians. They're part of the end times apostasy. They are Laodicean, etc. Worldly women infecting fleshly professing Christians with Laodicean trash. And as the Bible describes this, 2 Timothy 3:6-7, for of this sort are they which creep into houses. That's how these books get in there, through the internet, and then they find a way into homes, and people give, you gotta read this, sister. Oh, you'll love this. You know, that kind of stuff. And lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm just convinced that when someone will lap that stuff up like a sow, that's because that's what they are. Pigs returning to their vomit. I got saved out of that stuff. I don't want to hear it now that I'm a Christian.
I think you just fixed two metaphors there.
That's okay.
It's the dog that goes back to the vomit.
No, that's true.
The pig goes back to the
wallow. Yeah. Pigs eat vomit too, though. I've seen it. But the point is that before I got saved, that I'd go try to read a book. And I'd put it down because it was just, I'm thinking, ugh. And I thought, some of these guys are like, wait, nothing against you women. I'm a man. I think our tastes are different in a lot of things. It's supposed to be that way. Men and women aren't the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I like to read a book about a guy getting his nose bashed in or something like that. Women are thinking, that's somebody's baby. So I'd read these, pick up these books and start to read them. And then a lot of it is just all about positive, being positive, being positive. I'm sorry, but even before I saved, I had enough sense to know you can be positive all you want, but if you drive off a cliff, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Power of positive thinking, it doesn't do you any good in real life. And then I'd become a Christian, I'd start trying to read Christian books, and there it is again. Number two, this is keeping it real. Inflation continues to make our money worth less. Grocery store prices are up 10.8%, the most in nearly 42 years. Since I was a baby, since Jimmy Carter. They don't say that, but it's Jimmy Carter who they're talking about. I was 8 years old when Jimmy Carter was president. I just want you to know, some of you older guys are like, whoop, I was driving and I was in. Some of the women having babies. Most in 42 years as Americans face higher prices on hamburger meat, baby food, chicken, bacon. Ah! Bacon. Soup and coffee. I'm sure tea is up there too, but these guys are probably just bigots and they didn't mention it. Yeah, in the UK, that was the headline. Is it spa tea? Natural gas. How many of you have natural gas I'm talking about your home. Natural gas prices soar. Jumped 9% in a day.
In one day, wow.
The highest level since 2008, since another bum was president. How about gasoline? This is in California. Fittingly, the high price was $6.66. Can you imagine paying $6.66 for a gallon of gas? Interest rates. Interest rates on federal student loans are set to rise this year. They keep knocking it back so people aren't paying them off, but when it finally hits, it's going to hit hard. And it's not everybody who's getting that knockback, by the way. It's just certain people. Fed raises interest rates by 0.5%, the highest rate since 2000. All these poor people, poor young married couples trying to buy their first home and everything. Getting rough. You can thank anti-Trumpers and leftists for your miseries. Just find them and thank them. Say, thanks a lot. My paycheck isn't going hardly anywhere. And the guy you voted for is a senile reprobate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Psalm 146:3 said, put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. Amen. I was told by, I wasn't big on board with Make America Great Again. I was on board with, somebody stop the sinking ship. And that's what Trump was for 4 years. He didn't really get a lot accomplished, but one thing he got accomplished was keeping the leftists in this country from getting anything accomplished.
Amen.
So for 4 years, we were at least able to get some of the water out of the boat.
Yeah.
Psalm 20, verse 7, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen?
Amen.
That's it. Your current events update is the ship's going down. Pray the Lord keeps us afloat. Amen?
Amen.
I just think it's funny because for years we've been talking about how much worse can it get? Take a time machine back to about 1985 and tell everybody what we're doing right now in this country. They'd think you're crazy. First, Jim.
Let's be honest, Greg. This is all Putin's fault.
Well, yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah, no, it's not Biden.
That's nothing. I mean, you see these people out there with these "I support Ukraine" guys with trucks, truck drivers with that. Now the driver probably didn't put it there. The owner of the, you know, rig or whatever probably put it on there. I support Ukraine. I'm thinking. I guarantee you, if you ask them why, they couldn't tell you except they sit there in front of that boob tube with their drool. I support Ukraine. I support mean tweets. Mean tweets. I mean, it's just scary how stupid people are today. All right. Angel worship, Colossians 2:18. Millions of Americans and billions worldwide engage in angel worship. Big business, by the way. I'm not even going to get into that. We could have spent 15 minutes just talking about how much money there is in this. The Bible warns against being pulled into, it's called angelolatry. That's the real word. Angelolatry. So let's read about what Paul has to say here in Colossians 2:18. If you're there, read it with me. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. And there's not a period there, but we're going to stop there because I don't want to get lost in other questions. But you see the phrase right there in the middle. He's saying, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels. So, what happens is people confuse euphoric, drug-induced, and/or meditative experiences with being spiritual. And so then they think that they've actually had communications with... Now, sometimes it's just a departed... We talked about that in the near-death experiences. It can be a departed loved one. Others believe the Lord Himself has shown up and talked to them. Other people, you know, will see Elvis or something. And then other people see angels. A lot of time, though, they take for granted it might be an angel. A lot of times, the Roman Catholic, most of the time, will say it was Mary. But then when you ask them, what did you actually see? They'll say it was a bright light. And so they didn't actually see an angel or Mary or whoever, but that's what they... And they confuse that. Millions of Roman Catholics pray to angels. How many of you know a Roman Catholic who prays to an angel? A couple of you? I bet if you know Roman Catholics, I bet you know some people who pray to angels. You just don't know about it. This is from the Vatican News website. If you want to pray to St. Michael Archangel, you pray, St. Michael Archangel, defend us in battle. be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the powers of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Why do you read that to me? Because you need to hear that and understand how useless this prayer is, even if Michael could hear it. He can't throw Satan into hell. I mean, that's not going to happen. That's why I tell everybody, we all need to be careful with the way we word our prayers, because we ought to think about what we're praying. So when we're actually praying to the Father in the name of Jesus, you know, I'm not picking on anybody. I've done it myself, but you really shouldn't pray, "Dear Lord, save my fill in the blank uncle," or "save my best friend." Why? He ain't going to do that. He ain't going to be able to answer that prayer. He does not force anybody to get saved. You pray, "Lord, my lost so-and-so needs saved. I ask that you, with your Holy Spirit, put them under conviction. Their need for salvation. Make them as miserable as you can. Everything short of death." You know what? If you know what hell is and you love that person, that's how you pray. But God's not going to ignore your prayer. I'm not saying that. But if you pray, "Dear Lord, save," you know. All right. "Dear Lord, save Joe Biden."
Amen.
I'd love for that to happen. But God's not going to answer that prayer the way I prayed it. Because Joe Biden has to repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ, believing how that Christ died for his sins, was buried and rose again, according to Scripture. So what do I pray? "Dear Lord, put Joe Biden, if he's still got the brains available and he's not totally reprobate, please, with your Holy Spirit, put him under conviction so that he knows he's lost, he knows he's going to split hell wide open, that he might be saved."
Amen.
Amen. I prayed that. I prayed that prayer a number of times. I prayed that prayer for Bill Clinton.
Amen.
When he was president. I prayed it since then. I prayed it for Hillary.
Amen.
I prayed it for Bill Gates. I prayed it for George Soros. Amen. I prayed it for people I actually know. Why? Because some of them, I can't say I love them in a personal sense or anything, but I love them enough to pray for them.
Amen.
Jesus said, "Love your enemies."
Amen.
So pray for them. I think that's how Jesus wants us to pray for people like that, because Jesus believes in hell.
Yeah.
Amen. Jesus talked about hell more than anybody else in the Bible.
Amen.
And I think a real biblical prayer is, to anybody's lost, pray, "Lord, do anything short of death to bring them to their knees." And if they get saved, I really believe this with all my heart, one day they're going to walk up to you or me and they're going to thank us for praying like that.
Amen.
"Thank you for loving me enough to pray for me like that." I know some people who prayed for me like that, and I thanked them already. And there might be some others I didn't know about. When I get to heaven, if I find out somebody prayed for me like that when I was lost, I'm going to thank them.
Amen.
Thank you. You know why? Because here's the thing. We're all going to see hell. You know that? The Bible says we're going to watch people being cast into a lake of fire. So that'll make us get a little more serious maybe in this life. Preach the gospel while you can. Once it's over, it's over. You go to websites like this one. It's called Catholic Online. I think it's Catholic.org or something. Prayer to the Holy Angels. And it says, "You who are mighty in strength and do His will, intercede for me at the throne of God." Stupid prayer. Ain't going to happen. You might as well just pray, you know, "Dear Lord, turn the angels into pigs and make them fly so we can see pigs fly."
Yes. Amen.
That's as dumb as that. "And your unceasing watchfulness protect me in every danger of soul and body." Well, who are you talking to? I mean, it's got to be a particular angel that could do that, because they're not omnipresent. They can only be at one place at one time. So I'm not going to read through the whole thing, but line by line, you go through there. Not only are these prayers sinful, wicked, idolatrous, but they're dumb. They're just dumb prayers. And then you can go find 44 other ones on this one website. 44 different prayers. You can pray to your friends, for your friends. You can ask your guardian angel to talk to the other angels for your friends. You can pray to all the angels and saints before Mass. You can, the prayer of Fatima, guardian angels, different prayers that you can pray. It's just crazy. Then there's New Age religion. The whole New Age thing has sucked millions into worship and communication with what I'm saying angels, but what they think are angels. Obviously, they're not. Call on Your Angels by Claire Namad. How to release angelic blessing in your life. It'll release the devils of hell in your life, so it'll do. How to Talk to Angels, a practical guide to asking for guidance, comfort, and strength. Lucinda Gabriel. My Conversations with Angels. There's dozens of these books you can find. Well, there's one for if you want to read from a man. Spirit Guides. Yeah, he's a male feminist. Yeah. Spirit Guides and Angel Guardians. Contact Your Invisible Helpers by Richard Webster. I don't know if this is a man or a woman, but I think it's a woman. Working with Archangels. A Path to Transformation Power by Theolin Cortins. One more just to show you. If you don't want to read a book, you can just buy the trading cards. Angel Answers Oracle Cards. Set of 44 cards where you can learn about the angel and how to contact each one. No, they're not the same as tarot cards. The tarot cards are about telling your future. So it's still occultic. But these, you learn about an angel like a baseball card. You learn about the player. You see his stats. No. No, but they tell you how to contact the angel, which is dangerous. I mean, they ought to just say... Legal and illegal drugs serve as conduits to angelic messages. A lot of people, when they talk to angels, it's because they're on dope. And it's not always, I said legal and illegal. Sometimes it can be medications your doctor prescribed for you if it puts you in an altered state of mind. Now watch it. Read his lyrics and you know what I'm talking about. That's a big hit, Black Crowes. Trying to be nice. Christians listened to that song thinking they were hearing something that was Christian. That's how totally void of any sense of discernment many Christians I know are. She communicates with angels while tripping on heroin. That's what the song's about.
She talks to angels, you know, about a girl that I kind of knew in Atlanta, who was a goth girl who was into heroin.
Not a Christian song. But even if it wasn't about somebody on heroin, how can a Christian not know that you're not supposed to talk to angels? How could you think that's a Christian song? I know Christians who think Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin is a Christian song. Jenny will tell you, one of the most popular preachers outside of evangelical Christianity in the world of the emergent church. I'm not going to say his name. But we watched the first part of a documentary he put out where he's complaining about people like us. We're the problem. And he spent several minutes at the very beginning of this documentary about us, telling how much he loved Leonard Skinner. I mean, not Leonard Skinner. Led Zeppelin. Yeah, it would have been a Christian film if it said Leonard Skinner. I'm just kidding. But Leonard Skinner is nothing like Led Zeppelin. Leonard Skinner had some drinking songs and stuff like that. Led Zeppelin, Jimmy Page bought Aleister Crowley's mansion and he's into black magic. They wrote the lyrics mostly about the occult. Which way is Jesus going to return? Well, but he's coming from one direction. No. He's from the east. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west. and my spirit is crying for leaving. He wanted to get away from Jesus. That's Stairway to Heaven. I just figure one of these days I'm going to walk up on a Christian who thinks Highway to Hell is in the hymn book. That's how bad it's getting. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and what? And idolaters. Yeah, how many times do you see those go together like that? And all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, here you go from the old Greek dictionary. Pharmakeias translated that word, sorcerer. Pharmakeias. It's a drug, i.e. spell-giving potion. But look what the rest of it says there. It's not just illegal. It's not just buying something off the street from Chico.